here at the 2015 World Pork Expo, and BI has just wrapped up their Managing Swine Costs panel luncheon, and Dr. Daryl Olson is standing here with me, and he was one of the presenters, and he is with AMVC. So first of all, Daryl, tell me a little bit about what you do in the industry.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm a veterinarian with AMVC. Right now, I'm a managing partner of our group. We have 15 veterinarians. We're located in Iowa, but we have veterinarians throughout the Midwest. So,
well, today you talked a lot about herd health and how to manage those costs in our good times, which we had a decent year this year, but also in our bad times, which just happened last year. So the industry ebb and flows very precisely. So let's kind of talk about you summed up pork production. It's a commodity business. It's continually cycling, and we're continually dependent on the international markets. Talk about those and what it means in today's marketplace.
Yeah, no question. I think one thing I think it's very important that all producers understand that we are in a commodity business, and it's an international commodity business. And so we're going to deal with the highs and lows, and we can go out there and try to look for greater enhancements of our price. But in a commodity market, there's usually a pretty set price for it. There's niche markets, but that's the reality of our business. So we have to be very sure that we understand cost, and the best way that we can control our costs by enhancing production. Just going out and trying to reduce costs all along becomes extremely difficult, and hopefully nobody's wasting money on good times and in bad, but performance is really the key to maintaining and controlling costs.
Well, you talked about the basics of basic costs in production, whether it be the wean pig, the market hog, the facilities, and what all those equal.
Yeah, you know, and I think I like to just break it down to the very basics. You got the cost of the wean pig, you got the cost of the facility, and you got the cost of feed. And that's the three primary costs, and that's what we focused on today. Yeah, if we'd had 3-hour seminar, we'd have gone into a lot more in depth. But I think those are the three costs that all producers have to look at and continue to look at how they can enhance the performance at that level. I think the point I was trying to make is don't go in bad times and just try to slash costs, because that in the end is going to usually end up costing you in performance, and that's really where the money is to be made.
Goals. The goals that each individual farmer should be seeking when it comes to their end product. You talked about a $30 wean pig, a $17.50 should be facility costs, and your list goes on. What advice do you give to those producers seeking those, and how can they meet those demands?
You know, I got to put a plug in for the veterinary profession. You know, that's important. So I think, you know, I mean work with key professionals to help you attain those goals. You know, we talked about having that superior wean pig, a genetically superior wean pig. Make sure you're dealing with the right genetic company so that you get a product that right away you know is going to perform. You know, dealing with your veterinarian, set up a plan that's going to be solid, that's going to help you achieve the goals that I think we set in there, looking at, you know, 1.85 wean to finish, average daily gain, feed efficiencies down under 2.5. Very attainable. 95% full value market pigs, those are goals that are attainable, but you better have a solid plan in place. And as we talked about today, don't be making big cuts in that plan moving forward. If you've got a solid vaccination plan, stick with it. In tough times, it's really easy to try nickel and dime. Save that nickel and dime, and it usually ends up costing you in dollars.
Well, you just hit on my next thing, you know, talking about building a solid herd health plan, but keeping it simple. And you kind of use the analogy or marriage vows for better or worse. What does that mean?
Well, I think there's good times and there are bad times in pork production. And I think it's no different in a marriage. There's good times and there's bad times. But what's the basis? You have a solid basis that builds on that relationship, and then a solid basis that's going to build you in pork production. So I think the key is in good times and in bad, stick with the solid plan. It's a plan that's going to help you through. I think a perfect example last year, you know, people certainly wouldn't have known that we had as good a market as we did. So if they've been looking at trying to cut costs and it would have had a real negative effect on performance, they would have missed out on some of the best times we've ever had. I can't predict when it's going to be good and bad. If it could, I'd be worth a lot of money. So knowing that you can't predict, stick with a solid plan, good times, bad. don't make any deviations from it.
Once again, talking with Dr. Darrell Olson here at the 2015 World Pork Expo, I'm Jamie Johansson.